Good morning.
Good morning.
We're live. We're back.
Call our meeting back to order. We got Angela with us. She's come on up here if you would, and we'll have you on mic and on park board projects.
There's another mic over there. Julian left her.
Oh, okay. That is fine.
I'm not worried about it. If you want to, you can go sit or stand.
You can sit there if you want.
There's a mic right there.
I'm okay.
You're fine. Okay.
Good morning. Angela Least, Park Board. The Park Board has met for May and June, talked about several projects that we want to include on our 2010 budget. The projects include installing the net support posts for the tennis and volleyball court at Power Site with an estimated cost of $500. The Mincy Park Board has installed a swing set and begun work on the soil in the horse arena. They have had some costs with this and have requested reimbursement in the amount of $1,497.59. And we have a reliable rumor that suitable materials have been found to add to the arena base, and that the only cost involved will be the transportation costs. And the Park Board would like to use its budget to pay for those costs to move the materials. The Board has approved these three projects and is recommending approval to the Commission. In addition, the Pro Tem Pavilion project, which would provide electricity to the pavilion, horseshoes, and a trash receptacle cover to keep the critters out, was approved last year's budget. Darlene Cole has been working with the Corps of Engineers to gain their approval. Because it is on Corps property, we have to have their blessing to do anything. And she's reported that it's time for a formal request from the Commission to the Corps of Engineers to receive approval to install approximately 25 feet of underground electrical line to the pavilion. That's usually a lengthy process, and we were hoping that you would be able to submit that written request sooner rather than later so that we can complete this project within this budget year. And those are the Park Board's requests at this time.
Questions or comments?
I attended the Park Board meeting, and all the requests were approved unanimously. Actually had a report from Rick Finley on the budget from the Park Board, and there had been no funds used this year. I think when I say no funds, I think there was $600. So I make a motion for approval of all the Park Board's requests.
Second.
Okay. Ready to vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I have a question. Gentlemen, this written request, the Corps of Engineers for the project, do we know the process for that? Have we done that before? Do we need some help?
I think you've done it before, and takes a lot of time, but Danny's been very involved in that.
So can you give direction to Nikki or Jay?
Right, I will. And
you'll take that?
I think it's actually addressed to John Heiser, and I think I will deliver and let it be sent with our letterhead, but I think I'll let Darlene Cole send it to them with her address and everything on it, because she's talked with him. He's made the agreement with the Park Board with us, but he wants our signatures for project request.
Okay, so you'll get with Nikki and Jay and whatever paperwork, and you'll run from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
That was easy.
Okay. Well, while you're here, why don't you talk to us about Merriam Woods a little bit?
I'll change hats and say I'm Angela Least from the village of Merriam Woods.
Welcome, Angie.
And I have maintenance guys that have been slobbering all over the vehicles at the maintenance yard at Kazee Mills Junction. They've just been out there petting them and looking at them and wondering if there were any way that we would be able to acquire one without sitting through the auction, which I presume is still in August, to acquire one for water and sewer maintenance purposes.
I guess, Angela, I was kind of asking Bob, talking to Bob about this, and we, each village that comes forward or town that comes forward and request, there's quite a bit of dollar value difference in these vehicles. As a matter of fact, I think they have been listed 4 and 3. I believe there's 7 vehicles involved, and 3 of them, the conversation come up, and there was actually whether 3 of them were suitable to give to somebody, and the other 4 were different values that were to be addressed. And I think one of the vehicles was a vehicle that John Suti was driving for the sewer board, and he decided that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't cost efficient, so something like that we wouldn't want to. We have 3 requests from different villages and cities, and so Bob, can you give us direction? Are we stepping out of bounds by not putting them on the sale list, or can we donate anytime we?
Well, I don't know about donate, but certainly you can short circuit the auction process if you're going to be dealing with other municipalities or governmental entities. If you receive something that's arguably adequate consideration, you know. So, I mean, I suppose you could give some sort of a deal as long as you can adequately argue that there was adequate consideration for the vehicle, that the price was at least arguably commensurate with the value of the vehicle, then I don't think you have a problem. Yeah. You can avoid the auction process.
I think we need to look at the, have a little work session and look at the value of these vehicles and make them available then, if that be the case, to the 3 entities and any other requests that's brought forward by incorporated areas.
We want to. We just got to figure out how to do it.
I understand that. Do you not have a formal disposal policy of used assets yet?
Usually
auction,
we go
or trade in.
What?
Auction or trade-in.
Auction or trade-in,
okay.
And sometimes we'll give direction to the auditor to go to Craigslist on some things there's no value after it's been appraised and all that. So we have a process. The problem is this is a little outside the process we've got.
Okay.
But we'll just find out the best way to do it. But I think we want to help. I mean, I think that
yeah,
Rockaway
yeah.
and Hollister have all asked.
I'm replacing a 1988 service truck with whatever this might be. So if that sways you any, I appreciate your consideration. And if you'll let me know if there's anything else I need to do.
We did have a list, Angela, of those vehicles. And I would want to make sure that you didn't receive a vehicle that we had on the lower 3 of the list. You see what I'm saying? And even though it might be something that you would be more likely to use, like a truck or something, but if it happened to be on that lower end of the list, that we don't want you taking it and causing you a bunch of dollars.
We know it's as is.
Yeah.
We understand that.
Right.
The guys have been particularly looking at the 2001 Jeep that's over there.
Okay.
But they certainly are not opposed to a 4-door Dakota either.
Yeah, I think they run all the way from 2001 to 2006 in yep. the vehicles that we have. So we need just a little work session
we'll
on that to try to see what the values are. And then I don't know how we flip a coin or draw a hat or what, who gets what. But anyway, we'll try to work with you. I think all 3 commissioners are for that. We just don't know what to do right now.
I understand. We all tend to use it till the goodie is gone anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
The Dakota, would it work as a service vehicle for you?
Yeah, we can hang a couple of toolboxes along the side of the bed and probably convert the back seats.
Okay.
Well, no one's asking about the Jeep. I can be honest. No one's asked about the Jeep.
The four-wheel drive is the primary concern for us because we've got to be able to get to lift stations and items.
Yeah.
But your request is for the Jeep.
But four-wheel drive.
Yeah. Okay. I know Hollister's request is for one of the Dakotas. And I think Rockwood's was a Dakota, so I mean we've got. If we can work it out, everyone may get what they have asked for. So
yeah,
we'll figure out how we get some research done and get a work session on that. Thanks.
But anyway, I got a call this week that somehow I had a
Thank
problem
you,
with that, and I don't. No. That Larry Klein down in Rockaway heard that I had some sort of problem with it, and I don't, other than what I just said here today and I said the last time we met.
Good. Okay.
Is that it?
Other business?
You know, I wouldn't mind going to the personnel. I can wait till tomorrow because it's with a road and bridge situation. So we'll just Frank's tomorrow at 1 o'clock, I think, on road and bridge. Is he on there, Chuck? I didn't even look.
No, we got all day or most of the day for BOE. We don't have road and bridge this week at all. So if you got a personnel, probably ought to go back in.
Yeah, let's go back in there. Motion to go to executive pursuant personnel 610.021.3. And that will be, for those listening, that's the last meeting until 1 o'clock.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.